And we were pleased because Amy was big enough then. By the time that she got to the seventh grade, we were getting ready to teach her how to sew and things like that. And we also, we finally had maybe enough money to buy a piece of cloth. it was tight going. But anyhow, we had a nice dry goods department.
Did they have somebody that made hats?
No, that was in my hometown where the hats were. But at this store, we had a shoes, and we had men's clothing. We had farmer's wear, like overalls. We had dry goods over here. We had sewing materials. We had everything you were going to need to make a garment with, except that there were no zippers in those days. We had snaps and buttons, and buttons. And over on the other side of the store would be groceries of all sorts. And Mr. Amy was Mr. named Harry
Luther.
Luther was back there in the meat department. And when Mr. said that a piece of meat would be tender, it would. We just knew Mr. Whatever he said, we believed that was exactly right. And in the shoe department in the daytime, when he wasn't busy at anything else, was Mr. Otis. And if nobody has said anything about who the important people in this town were, in my opinion, Otis was the most like Jesus of any man that I've ever seen in my entire 99 years. He was a wonderful, patient, kind, sweet, thoughtful. All the good words you can think of was Otis. I thought he was a wonderful man. And in the daytime, he was in the store, and he nearly always helped sell shoes in the store. But when he was needed, he was the ambulance driver in the town and the mortician. He fixed bodies for funerals and that kind of thing. And so he was always so kind and so nice and seemed to understand people, all kinds of people and everything. I thought he was a wonderful man.
Wow, he sounds like quite a man.
And I loved him. And in the dry goods department, we had a precious lady who was now dead, who was named Sue. And she stayed there for a while. And then Mrs. came in. And Mrs. still has two daughters that live here in town. And they were the kind of women that could sit with you and help you in a small town. Pick out what you thought was the right piece of cloth. Yeah, for whatever you were going to make and how to and pick out a pattern and so on.
Well, tell you about how you'd send your ticket and your money to the cashier.
You tell it.
You don't remember Barry McWhorter being over there behind the cage? You'd write whatever it was and that you thought a pattern, for instance, and it was so many cents. But you would put your money in this little container similar to what the banks use now for the outside tellers. But it was all overhead, and they would pull this string, and then it made that item go to the cashier. So all the money was Barry McWhorter's behind the cage over there.
I forgot that.
And it was also the way that the building was arranged. It was like the back side of the bank. If I know it was the store,